Jeannie, you are from Philadelphia, correct?
Yep.
Now, is Philadelphia a safe city? Do you have lots of crime?
Yeah, we've got lots of crime, depending on the area where you are. Where I grew up, I lived in a black ghetto where there was like gun shooting at least 3 times a week.
Whoa.
Usually it was it had to do with conflicts between African Americans and Jamaicans. Pretty territorial. Basically, the African Americans were there first, and when the Jamaicans moved in, they decided that they wanted to take over. So lots of wars going on with that.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah. So,
How did you get along? How did you survive or
well, I've always been to myself for the most part. A lot of people in the neighborhood thought I was very strange because anytime you saw me, I was walking around reading a book or something like that. I didn't have many friends because everyone would always say I was too smart to hang with them or something like that. So, yeah, I basically just kept to myself. When people wanted to fight me, instead of mouthing off, which is a very big part of it, I would just sit there and say, "Okay, let's fight." And they didn't understand that kind of thing. They felt like, "No, we have to argue first."
Yeah.
So I didn't encourage arguing, and so they would feel intimidated just by feeling that maybe there was something more to me than they knew about.
Wow, you're brave. You were saying earlier, though, that there's also a serious problem with Asian gangs.
In the neighborhood we moved into, I moved out of my old neighborhood when I was about 17. So in my new neighborhood, we don't have so much of the African Americans versus the Jamaicans. We have Korean gangs, and they're often at odds with the Hispanics.
Man.
Yeah, so not so much gun shooting. I don't really hear so much about guns in that area, but lots of knives and robberies and such things.
Now, do you think that you have a solution to solve the problem that we can get rid of these gangs? Is it just the poverty or?
It has a lot to do with the poverty. But a lot of it also is the image that these people are striving to achieve. They do rely heavily on hip hop, the hip hop culture. They feel like in order to be, really cool, they've got to do this stuff that they see on TV.
So it's like a peer pressure thing. Not a peer
Yeah.
pressure, it's a image thing.
Very much an image thing.
Wow.
And sometimes the only way to survive is to actually join a gang so that you don't get hurt from just someone not liking you.
Wow. Well, you have a very candid views and stories to tell, so thank you very much.
No worries.